Tuesday, September 28th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. And today we celebrate the feast of St. Wenceslaus, Martyr. He was born in Bohemia around the year 907. Brought up a Christian by his aunt, he began his rule around the year 925. Having experienced many difficulties in ruling over his subjects and in leading them to the faith, he was betrayed by his brother, Boleslaus, and killed by assassins in the year 935. He was immediately recognized as a martyr and is venerated as the patron saint of Bohemia. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the invitatory antiphon, come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. The Morning Prayer Hymn. Christ, in whose passion once was sown all virtue of all saints to be, for the white field of these thy own, we praise the seed and sower thee. Thine was the first and holiest grain to die and quicken and increase, and then came these and died again, that spring and harvest should not cease. From thee the martyrs, we from those, each in thy grace's measure spring, their strength upon our weakness flows, and guides us to the goal we sing. These were thy great ones, we thy least, one in desire and faith with them, call to the Lord to keep one feast, journey to one Jerusalem. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon, Lord, send forth your light and your truth. Psalm 43. Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against the godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men rescue me, O God. Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? O send forth your light and your truth. Let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to a place where you dwell. And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy, my Redeemer. I will thank you on the harp, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Almighty Father, source of everlasting light, send forth your truth into our hearts, and pour over us the brightness of your light. And repeating the first antiphon, Lord, send forth your light and your truth. And the second antiphon, Lord, keep me safe all the days of our life. Isaiah chapter 38, verses 10 through 14 and 17 through 20. Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart, to the gates of the netherworld I shall be consigned for the rest of my years. I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living, no longer shall I behold my fellow man among those who dwell in the world. My dwelling like a shepherd's tent is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread. Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion he breaks all my bones. Day and night you give me over to torment. Like a swallow I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits. Be my surety. You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction when you cast behind your back all my sins. For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness. The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness. The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life. And the third antiphon, to you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. Psalm 65. To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer. To you all flesh will come with his burden of sin. Too heavy for us our offenses, but you wipe them away. Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple. You keep your pledge with wonders, O God our Savior, the hope of all the earth and of far distant isles. You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you filled with joy. You care for the earth, give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heavens brimmed over to provide its grain. And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows. The hills are girded with joy, the meadows covered with flocks. The valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy, yes, they sing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer. Lord God, hope of all the earth, hear the humble prayer of your children as we sing your praises. Pour out your Spirit on us so that our lives may bear fruit abundantly. And repeating the third antiphon, to you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. And our reading for this Tuesday morning is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. You are not in the dark, brothers, that the day should catch you off guard like a thief. No, all of you are children of light and of day. We belong neither to darkness nor to night. And our responsory, Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise. Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise. Dawn finds me watching, crying out for you. All my trust is in your promise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. Lord, save us from the hands of all who hate us. The Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of his sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our intercessions. Let us bless our Savior, who enlightens the world by his resurrection. Let us humbly beg him, keep us, Lord, on your path. Lord Jesus, we honor your resurrection in our morning prayer. The hope of your glory enlightens our day. Keep us, Lord, on your path. Accept, Lord, your prayers and our prayers and petitions as the first fruits of our day. Keep us, Lord, on your path. Grant that we may progress today in your love and that all things may work together for our good and the good of all. Keep us, Lord, on your path. Make our light shine so brightly before men that, seeing our good works, they may give glory to the Father. Keep us, Lord, on your path. Gathering all of our prayers and praise into one, let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our morning, our concluding prayer, let us pray. Lord, you taught your martyr, Wenceslaus, to prefer the kingdom of heaven to all that the earth has to offer. May his prayers free us from our self-seeking and help us to serve you with all our hearts. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.